Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You know, there are moments in this life, and I mean this literally, when the pure, unadulterated evil is unleashed on this world. The people of Israel lived through one such moment this weekend.
At the White House, President Joe Biden reaffirms the U.S. commitment to Israel. War with the Palestinian group Hamas has so far killed around 2,000 people, including at least 14 Americans. A first shipment of U.S. munitions arrived in Israel late yesterday. The war has already displaced 200,000 people in Gaza, according to the UN. Some fled in fear or when their homes were destroyed by airstrikes, and civilian life there could become desperate with Israel blockading food, water, fuel, and electricity. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continues his pattern of harsh rhetoric and calls for retribution.
Though Israel didn't start this war, Israel will finish it. Once the Jewish people were stateless, once the Jewish people were defenseless, no longer, Hamas will understand that by attacking us, they've made a mistake of historic proportions.
Meanwhile, House members will start the formal process of deciding who'll be the next speaker today. But no one candidate has an obvious lead, and Bob Cusack with The Hill says infighting could extend the process over many days.
So, again, you had just a handful of Republicans, if they're holding out on whomever, whether it's Scalise or whether it's Jordan or McCarthy or somebody else. That's a distinct possibility.
In order to avoid another public struggle, the GOP caucus will start with votes behind closed doors. A candidate must have 211 votes to advance to the floor and have a majority of those voting to take the gavel. Molly Reynolds with the Brookings Institute says House Republicans would like to demonstrate the same level of unity Democrats have had backing Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
We've reached a point where the divisions are serious enough in the House Republican Conference that we're seeing this push from some members to try and really bind their colleagues to whoever gets picked behind closed doors when that vote actually comes on the floor.
New York Congressman George Santos is facing new charges of stealing identities and credit card details of his campaign donors. The new charges were made in a 23-count superseding indictment with 10 additional charges being filed against him. Santos was originally indicted on 13 charges of financial crimes in May. Wisconsin is embroiled in a sharply partisan redistricting fight over what experts say are some of the most gerrymandered maps in the country. Republicans in the legislature are pushing a plan to have an independent panel draw the new districts, arguing that would be fair. But Yuseli Flores of the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition says a loophole in the plan would let the legislature break all ties, which she says could mean Republicans would still control the process.
And it just seems like a huge power grab that could permanently change the process for how we draw our state maps. And it just feels like it's going to be detrimental to our communities.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.